Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. A Chinese proverb goes like this. To open a shop is easy. To keep it open is an art. Something must be said about those who remain in business over long periods of time. Have you ever been amazed by how people live their lives? Every one of us has the same 24 hours a day, but there are those who seem to extract more out of their time than the rest of us. Our guest today is one of Hawaii's leading businessmen, one who has been an inspiring, mentoring leader in our community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show exists. We're here. My guest and I are here because we've been led by the Lord. At this particular time, our purpose today is to bring you to the Lord Jesus Christ, for you to draw closer and closer to Him, for you to know His love, for you to hear His voice in ways that only Christ can communicate with you right at your point of interest, desire, passion, and need. I want you to open up your heart, especially today, for what the Lord has to say to you right where you are. Dan Keppel is the president and CEO of Acura of Honolulu and the owner of Automart USA. He's led a group of business leaders every week, a ministry from his church. And they've met for 14 years regularly at Kaka'ako Park. He serves on the board of directors of Youth for Christ Hawaii. And along with his marketplace ministry, he has a ministry that he's involved with called The Giving Tree, which serves 1 million pounds of food per year to those who are hungry. He's also involved in a ministry, a very timely ministry, but a very symbiotic ministry in that he's been to Japan 40 times. The ministry is called Eye on Japan. And in the wake of the horrible disaster that struck Japan and the many lives in turmoil, this ministry, Eye on Japan, has been useful in mobilizing musicians, entertainment, and with a golf tournament, raising support. We'll talk a little bit more about that. He's a faithful member of Word of Life Christian Center. Dan is married to Lisa, and they have 3 daughters. Dan, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny.
Well, Dan, you know, we start off people, you know, local style, people want to know where we're from, right? So tell us, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Central Michigan. I've lived in Hawaii since I was a teenager, late teenager, 18 years old.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, grew up in Central Michigan.
Now, when did you first come to Hawaii?
I started coming to Hawaii when I was about 14 years old and fell in love with it, knew this was the place I was going to live. And so as soon as I finished high school, I moved here.
Now, what made you come when you were 14?
I had family members that lived in the islands, and so I would visit them in the summers, and fell in love with Hawaii from the first time I was here.
Wow. Influence. You're a man of influence. You have been used by the Lord to touch the lives of others. But who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Oh, I don't know, in my growing up years. Obviously, my natural father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, in business, I'd say my father was my biggest influence. And since moving to Hawaii, I would say probably my pastor.
Mm. What did your father do?
My father owned his own equipment rental company in Central Michigan that I think they've been in business for 50 years now.
So your father was, you know, you grew up in a family, your father was a businessman.
Yeah, when we were, I think I started my first job when I was 12 years old, so we definitely grew up working.
And you mentioned your pastor. Why don't you tell us about him and how he's influenced you?
Well, you know, I've only attended one church in my Christian life, and that's Word of Life Christian Center. Mm-hmm. And from the first time that I ever walked into the church, I really felt God just speaking to me through my pastor. And, you know, I kind of have taken that as, you know, when I need to hear from God, I know I need to be church on Sunday morning. And so they're very influential.
Now, Dan, how did you become a Christian?
I have, like a lot of people, I think I was born a Christian, you know, in the beginning. You know, I grew up in a family that there were a lot of Christians in my family, but didn't live the Christian life until I was in my early 30s. And I had a man that worked for in a company with me, and just, you know, incredible man of God. He was a pastor on the weekends and worked in the auto business on the weekdays, and someone who always spoke life to me. And just when the time was right, I picked up my telephone and called him. And
you know, you mentioned about he would speak life to you. Our listeners today, we either need to be on the receiving side of someone speaking life to us. And many times God will use us to speak life to others. But what would this person say to you that you explicitly are able to express that he made a difference to you back then?
We're in a work environment, so things are always professional. But he would take every opportunity to just, like, with a confident voice, assure me that, you know, Dan, one day you're going to serve God, and one day, you know, he just very, very, very assuring person in a good way, and just it was something that when I reached that point where I needed to do some things differently, he was the first person I called. So
you picked up the phone and called him
then? Yeah, he no longer worked with me at that time, so. But always stayed in touch.
That's an interesting thing, because sometimes we can get discouraged in our attempts to reach people. We pray for people. God puts someone on our heart, and we pray for them. I'm sure this person prayed for you a lot. You know, those words of life that were spoken to you were probably emanating out of deep times of prayer for Dan Keppel. Lord, touch him, move in his life, and you knew who to call. The thing is, you know, as you listen to Dan share his story, you know, I'm inspired too by this person. And I say to myself, wow, if I could just stick to it and keep on praying and keep on reaching out to someone, doesn't have to be a whole bunch of people, just one person. Imagine what God could do. And you knew where to call at that time.
Yeah.
Dan, you know, your life, your career has been in business. How did you discover that you had a passion and a gifting in business?
When, as I mentioned, I was about 33 years old when I began attending church on a regular basis. And when I started attending church, I immediately wanted to find out where my fit was. Mm-hmm. And I knew I wasn't a singer, and I knew I wasn't, you know, this. And immediately I began to recognize that, you know, there are needs within the church that that were in line with my gifting. So I kind of call it your ministry is where your gift is. And so I began to look at what I could do that would connect people like me, or you know, how I could bring value to the ministry through what I felt like I was good at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I think about how God positioned you. But he processed it. It's not like some robotic movement where, you know, you suddenly get put here, but he processed it through your own life. Now, I would say for a business leader, ideas are very important. Insights are very important. The ability to look and assess a situation. I think these things could apply to most any of us because we all are faced with different kinds of challenges as well as opportunities. But you have found a place where you go on a regular basis, and it's sort of like a sacred place, and things happen there that have generated certain kinds of movements that have really affected many lives and has affected our community, our society here in Hawaii. And it really piques my curiosity. My ears kind of perk up in wanting to hear more about that. When we come back from our break, we're going to hear from Dan Keppel about this place and also what happens there and what kind of things has he heard or seen or felt in this experience that he has on a regular basis that has given him certain ideas, certain insights. And I'm wondering if right now where you are, you're needing a boost, an encouragement, maybe some insights yourself in relation to a challenge that you're facing. Well, I believe when we come back, Dan, as he shares, there will be some insights for you. Maybe for you yourself to find a sacred place as well. I'm here with Dan Keppel. Dan is the president and CEO of Acura of Honolulu, the owner of Automart USA. He's also involved with a number of nonprofit ministries, organizations. He comes out of the graciousness of his heart, and he comes with a fullness to share with you things that will benefit you, things that will bless you. One thing I love about Dan, he's doing it all in the name of Christ. When we come back, we'll hear more from him about more good stuff. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Just an idea away. Just one insight, one thought, just one more word, maybe, could help me solve a problem that I'm facing right now. Did you know that you might just be one insight away? But where do you get that insight from? Where do you get that vision? Sometimes it's just turning the situation and looking at it from a different perspective. But where and how, you might ask yourself. Well, we'll talk more about that today. I'm here with my featured guest. This is the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest, Dan Keppel. And Dan is the president and CEO of Acura of Honolulu and the owner of Automart USA. We're talking about quiet places, sacred places. A big mahalo to our corporate partners, Michael Beasley of Kaiani and Burt's Union Service right here on School Street, and our listener supporters. I want to thank you for joining in. And those of you who are thinking of and praying about, hey, partnering with us, you may do so. We certainly appreciate you, and it enables us to take this show and make it available to even more people. We've got some unique opportunities coming up in the Los Angeles area to spread the word of the Lord through the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Dan, that sacred place for you. Have you ever experienced that where you needed an insight, you needed a word?
I think I do all the time. Yeah. I think everybody does all the time.
And what is it like for you? Where do you go?
Well, I you know, this is I don't want to say like it's something I stumbled onto by accident, but mm-hmm. As I mentioned, my pastor is an influence in my life, and for years I had heard my pastor speak about when he was an architect for Group 70 Architects, how yes. he would go up on the roof of his architect firm during his lunch hour.
And this is Pastor Art Sepulveda.
Pastor Art Sepulveda, yes. Yeah. And mm-hmm. he would spend his lunch hour just basically up there hearing from God. And part of his testimony is that that's where Word of Life Christian Center was birthed.
Wow.
And as I mentioned earlier, I felt that God was calling me to do a ministry to help people and help myself in the area of business, where we come together as business leaders, and we've been doing that this is the 14th year. Well, we began this meeting with a group of employees from our company at Kaka'ako Park, and so I just began going there every morning. We would do these meetings on Friday, but I began going there every morning and just spending time with God and listening. And years later, I had a younger person who would come and join me there, and we would just spend that time, and just that was the place where God would speak to me. And many times through my career, when I'm facing tough decisions or just seeking God for an idea for something, I'll go there, and there's many mornings where I'll actually run out of the park because I'm so excited from what God's shown me that day. So I just really feel that that's an important thing for everybody when whether they're facing a problem or they're seeking God for answers or whatever it is that you're doing.
Would it be agreeable to say that many of our challenges, many of the obstacles we face, we may very well just be one idea, one thought away from a solution?
I would say always. I mean, God is the creator of the world. There is nothing that's impossible for mm-hmm. him. And, just...
Give us an idea, an example. Okay, you go, and let's say you're burdened. Now, you're well-versed in it. You've been walking with God for a number of years, so you've been through the drill before, right? You've got this challenge, this problem. What do you do when you go and you're there alone, just you and the Lord? So you're not alone, you're there with the Lord. Dan, what kind of things do you say, or what do you think?
And it's not always a challenge, Danny. It's sometimes it's, you know, I've got a great idea and I really want to just develop that idea. And and so that's my place, you know, so I'll go to that place and I'll start off just thinking about it. And I'll usually have my Bible with me and, you know, maybe I'll read a scripture, maybe I won't, but I'll definitely spend some time in prayer and start thinking about it and just, you know, start, I guess I'd call it talking with God about it. And, you know, I cannot tell you how many times, you know, it was very interesting. I mentioned, you mentioned earlier about me traveling to Japan 40 times.
40 times, yeah.
I had never been to Japan in my life, and I went there on vacation with my wife one time. And while I was there, I, you know, through just a complete coincidence, I ran into a gentleman in an in the Tokyo airport, and came back to Hawaii. And through that meeting there, this gentleman, it created an opportunity for me to start a company in Japan with him that we did over $10 million in sales in our first year. And I was completely unqualified. It was totally out of my comfort area. And so just as these things develop, I have to have that place where I can go spend with the time with God and Him, you know, show me, you know, what He would have me do next. So,
you know, Dan, I, you know, when you went to, when you came to Hawaii, did you come to Hawaii for schooling or did you just come to work or what, at the age of 18?
I came to Hawaii after I graduated from high school, and I did go to Kapi'olani Community College here, but I didn't come here for college. I came here to live in Hawaii.
You know, the what's interesting to me is here you are, you're leading multi-million dollar companies, very influential in the business community, and it's because of what God is showing you, what God has said to you, and things have grown, even in these opportunities where, like, here you are in Japan, it seems like a total happenstance, right? But we know that the Lord sovereignly put this whole thing together. But your life is like that, and it just speaks to me, and I know it inspires our listeners about faith, and walking with God, hearing from God, and then taking the next steps. How many times have you come across people who have had like a lid over them, lid over their potential? Have you ever seen that? What would you say to somebody who's like, just, you know, they're stuck, they can't get to a next place, and they how would you encourage somebody like that?
I think that we're all there. I don't think anybody, I mean, I think we all have that place where we're where we feel like we're stuck. And, you know, the Word of God doesn't say that we're stuck. And that's why, you know, just kind of the lessons even right now that I go through where you know, you face obstacles and these obstacles seem insurmountable. And yet the Word of God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Word of God says that greater is He who lives in me than those circumstances. So, you know, I if it, for me, I just have to take that time and go hear what God has to say about it. And that's what I'd recommend to anybody. If they get in a situation where they don't know what to do, you know, life is one day at a time. It isn't like you're going to get, you know, everything in one moment. It's one day at a time. And you really have to take that one day and seek God for today, you know.
You know, this morning, you know, you have your time when you're alone, and I've had some time like that this morning, and I just felt the Lord press on my heart that today is that the gift. Today is the gift. Yesterday is past. And, you know, we've all heard it before. Motivational speakers talk about it all the time. Today is that moment. And here we are with you. This is a gift. And as you're listening to our broadcast, and as you listen to Dan share, I mean, God imparts in certain people, He entrusts them with certain experiences, wisdom, insights, even connections. Even like a connection with a man, a businessman in Japan. even by chance, but it's not by chance. God planned it. And but to bring inspiration and hope to you. Now, Dan, as you have grown in your business, the auto business, auto industry, you've been involved in other things. You were ready to do something about Japan, it seems to me. And I'd like for you to share about Eye on Japan when we come back from our break. How much money you have hoped to raise or hope to raise in the future. And what you did on this last, I heard you on the radio talking about it on a sister station, about that great event. But, the needs are still there. I just heard another missionary from Japan saying, gosh, they still don't have, a lot of people don't have hope. But you're coming in at a time to bring more hope to people. So share with us about that. We come back from our break. We're going to hear more from Dan Keppel. Eye on Japan. That's a ministry that he has. It's a way where he uses his financial gifts to generate income, to meet people at their need, specifically in Japan. He really has a heart for Japan. When I come back, you'll hear more from him and even how you might be able to get involved as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU. Weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
One of my favorite phrases in Japanese is Shu Yes Kristo wa anata o yonde imasu. Jesus Christ is calling you. He calls you today. He calls you with his love. He calls you with his voice. His arms are outstretched. Outstretched with love and grace to embrace you And you might say to yourself, well, I'm not ready to be embraced because I don't have it all together yet. No, he embraces you just as you are. There's no one like the Lord Jesus. And Dan Keppel, my featured guest today, has been touched by the love of Christ, just like you can be touched by Jesus today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest, Dan Keppel, who really does have a heart for Japan. He met his wife, Lisa, from Japan. But Dan, you've traveled there quite a bit, and now you're leading a ministry, Eye on Japan. But let's talk about Japan and the things that have happened there. And, you know, you talked about your business encounter, and the growth that's taking place. Let's talk about churches. What involvement have you had with churches and church plants in Japan?
Well, because we traveled to Japan so frequently, mm-hmm. You know, God just opened a door for our church, Word of Life Christian Center here in Honolulu, to plant a church in Yokohama, Japan. And so that was about 8 or 9 years ago. And so my wife and I have stayed connected with that church. And it's just real exciting to see, you know, churches are not real large in Japan, and to see that church grow and just what God's doing there. So it's been real exciting.
So when things happen, when the tsunami hit, how did it affect you?
Well, I don't want to personalize how it affected me, in because obviously it affected a lot of people, and you know what, I thought it was just amazing to see the people of Hawaii and what the people of Hawaii everywhere mm-hmm. Did to come to the aid of the people of Japan. It was really neat, because I think more so than even other parts of the United States, Hawaii mm-hmm. really showed the close relationship that we have with Japan. And Eye on Japan actually is not a ministry. It's a benefit that we being Acura of Honolulu, made yes. the decision to get behind and start, where we did a golf tournament and a benefit concert featuring Kalapana. Mm-hmm. And it was at one of the first events ever at the Disney Aulani Hotel, so it was really wow. neat. And we partnered with Hawaiian Airlines and the Honolulu Star Advertiser and several other businesses that you know, also wanted to do something for the aid of Japan. And we actually found a nonprofit right here in Hawaii, which is just an amazing organization called Kids Hurt Too. Mm-hmm. And Kids Hurt Too, basically, this nonprofit Kids Hurt Too reaches out to kids that have lost one or both of their parents, and right here in Hawaii. So kids in Hawaii that are in that place, they give hope to those kids. Mm-hmm. And they had a special project to Japan called the Kids Heart Project, where they go and they work with the children of Japan who lost one or both of their parents, and just begin to introduce healing to them. You just introduce how to where do you go from here, and just absolutely amazing. And through our golf tournament and benefit concert, we were actually able to raise about $40,000, and we've made a 3-year commitment, so mm-hmm. we're doing this for 2 more years. Mm-hmm. To specifically, because we really feel that a year from now, you know, people will start to forget, and we don't want to forget. We want to keep in front of those people and really help make a difference there.
How can people get involved with that if they wanted to?
You know, we're going to have another golf tournament and benefit concert next year. We've mm-hmm. made a 3-year commitment, and people can go to Acura of Honolulu's website, and there's a connecting link. You know, we just really appreciative of the people that have already helped, and just really like to say mahalo to those people.
Yeah. You know, you have, I can tell you have a special heart for young people too. you have a special family, and you're a father of three daughters. Do you love golf? Do you like to golf, Dan?
A little bit.
To say the least, right?
Yeah.
Well, tell us about Samantha. Does Samantha golf a little bit?
Yeah, Danny's making reference. My two of my children, Samantha and Sarah, and I love to play golf on the weekends. And, you know, it's funny, you know, God always gives you the desire of your heart. And I've always enjoyed playing golf with my friends and golf with business. But playing golf with my girls is, that's probably my favorite pastime.
And what has Samantha done, and what kind of things have you seen the Lord do through her?
Oh, just, you know, there. One thing about Hawaii is Hawaii has a lot of gifted golfers. You know, you can see from Michelle Wee to all different types, but it's just really fun to. I'm very with my girls, very involved in Hawaii State Junior Golf and Oahu Junior Golf, and Samantha, at a very young age, has been able to excel, and just it's been fun.
We need those examples. You're a good example to me, a man who spends time with his family and his kids, and also to see the gifts. You know, when did you begin to see these gifts and these interests and passions in your children?
You know, it's. It's like, because whenever there's something that you like, you know, I guess at least I introduce that to my kids. And as they, you know, I think they both started golfing when they were 7 years old. And so by the time they're 12, they're veterans already, but not really. But,
you know. Dan, I wish I started when I was 12, or maybe when I was 15 or 20 even. Things would be so much better for me, and I know a lot of other people feel the same way. But a proud father. Now, Dan, you know, people today, they're struggling still in the recession. There are economic challenges that people face. Some people are strapped with certain obligations. Other people just are looking for work. And what would you say to somebody who is feeling a little bit helpless right now? What word of hope would you share with somebody?
First of all, they're not alone. There are a lot of people who get in that place. And what I would say is, I would say, don't focus on bad economies and things like that. I would instead encourage them to look for opportunities. There's always an answer. There's a, you know, God, with, I don't want to go into too much detail, but, you know, there's, you know, you can, I truly believe that the things you were just describing create fear in people, and fear causes people to freeze. And, you know, God came to give us life and life more abundantly. And God shows us, you know, I tell them, follow the light, you know, look for what is good. Look for what opportunities are there. Look for where, you know, and like I was saying earlier, one day at a time, you know, get the victory today and, you know, give it to the Lord and watch the victory come tomorrow. You know, that's the encouragement that I would give them.
Dan, we also have some people who are business leaders and business people, who small business owners, or maybe a spouse or somebody who's working in a medium sized or even large firm, and they have struggles in their relationship because of the stresses that come about, pressures, demands that come from work. You know, how have you been able to balance things? Like, you're able to develop your family, your daughters. But how have you been able to figure that out? Or what are you learning, you know, in relation to that right now?
You know, there was a book written, Stephen Covey wrote a book, and it was called Seven Habits of Highly Successful People.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came out with an eighth book, or a new book, and it said The Eighth Habit.
Yeah.
And the eighth habit was teach. And the reason that he would tell people to teach is because if you taught something, you would spend more time studying the material and you would spend more time figuring it out and you actually would take ownership of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we began the Marketplace Ministry in 1998, and the initial intention was to teach people that, you know, this is figurative, but who worked in the hamburger stand, that one day they could own the hamburger stand. And we began a ministry on teaching people just really to believe God or to get a vision for things that, you know, right today might seem like impossible for them. And I think that as I exposed myself to the same thing, I think I got the result of the same thing, where I actually learned, you know, how to face obstacles that might seem impossible and just see God come through again and again, because God is very faithful.
I want to revisit that. I want to go deeper.
I
want to talk about this hamburger stand, flipping hamburgers, but then what can that person who has a job, right, who's flipping hamburgers, what kind of future that person can have, and then sort of extract, you can just speak out of the abundance of what comes out of your heart. In relation to that, let's have a little teaching moment I'd like for you to share, because I want to grab hold. I want our listeners to be able to have put their fingers around the handle on the roller coaster that we often call life. And sometimes life has some real jerky turns and gives us whiplash. But if we can have handles to hold on, you know, we can have our bearings. Maybe we can have even more of an enjoyable ride as we move along. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more with Dan Keppel. We'll talk about hamburgers. We're talking about simple terms here. You know, a guy like me, I need it really basic. But I think it reaches all of us in the sense that it's not so much how complex things are, but how simple they can be made. Because then it's applicable. We can make it work in our life. Or maybe if we elevate it, we can see God working it through our lives. Do you know that? Can you believe it? That right now where you are, even if you feel stuck, God is wanting to work some things through in your life. Dan Keppel will be with us sharing more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the good life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
What can flipping burgers mean in life? What difference can it make? Flipping burgers. I mean, when you think about it, you're thinking automatically about maybe a McDonald's or Burger King or some fast food joint. But there are certain practical principles that can be gained. Dan Keppel is with me today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show with my featured guest, Dan Keppel. Dan Keppel is the president and CEO of Acura of Honolulu. He's also the owner of Automart USA. He's involved in a number of nonprofit organizations, the Giving Tree, Youth for Christ Hawaii, his company Acura of Honolulu has a special program called Eye on Japan. They're raising support to bring not only just relief, temporary relief, but meaningful, timely relief to families, particularly young people who have lost their parents. But before our break, we were talking about flipping hamburgers and in relation to business. And as you listen to the show, you're hearing Dan share about how he's lived and how God has led him. But you might be thinking, how did he come to know Christ? How could I have a relationship with Jesus? You can find out more about what that means by going to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Click the Get to Know Jesus tab and you'll see a presentation that we've prepared that is similar to what believers experience when they first come to Christ. And I want to invite you to go ahead and check that out. Dan, talk to us again about this lesson going back to flipping hamburgers.
Well, back in 1998, as I mentioned, we began this ministry. We call a marketplace ministry. It's that was, I think, before marketplace ministries began to appear. But
before the name got famous?
Yeah. we had done several big events where people would come to the convention center or to the Blaisdell and come and see guest speakers such as yourself come and present present a message, and myself and a group of other business leaders, we had it on our heart to have a weekly, every week ministry that really helped people, that no matter where they were, to get a vision to get to someplace else, and that and someplace that was impossible for them to do in their own strength. Mm-hmm. And so we began on Friday mornings, and for 14 years now, that's been our platform, where people come to Kaka'ako Park at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we have a meeting with about 25 of us and just talk about, it's always a teaching, but the hope is that people will come away with some real "I can go do this right now" information, mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. help them get from where they are and maybe identify what their gifts are and their strengths, and I believe it's better to be promoted by God than by men. And you know, when you help people identify their God-given strengths and help them to magnify that, it's just it gets great results.
So when this what is this concept, though, that you talk about the hamburger stand? What is the lesson there?
Well, you know, you could use anything. I mean, for me, it was I was an employee in an automobile dealership for 25 years. And, you know, and I worked for one company, and that God could one day give me the opportunity to own my own business and what I'd been trained to do my whole life. I mean, I'm one of the few people who went to school in automobile management, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, if God could do that for me, he could do it for anybody. And really teaching people that no matter where they are, that if they truly desired to be somewhere else or to do something else, and they truly pursued it, that the information on how to is right in the Bible. And so that's the nuts and bolts of.
So it could be, I mean, that hamburger thing is it that's figurative, right? I mean,
figurative. Yes.
It could be the automobile industry. It could be contracting.
It could be wherever your passion is. We have people who do construction cleanup, and they've gone from working for a construction cleanup firm to owning a construction cleanup firm. And, you know, wherever it is, whatever your passion is, whatever you're gifted at, and it's really just promoting people's strengths and managing their weakness.
We've got a few minutes left. What is that process like? We talk about nuts and bolts, okay? I'm flipping burgers, okay? But I want to own the hamburger stand. I want to own like a McDonald's or whatever it might be. How do I go from point A to point B? You know, you say the lessons are in the Bible. I really want to do it. I'm willing to focus on it. You know, somebody today might be thinking, you know, I'm in a certain place right now. I have a desire. This is my passion, but I want to go to the next level. How do I go there? How do they go there?
Well, the first thing that there's a commitment behind anything that you do. And the first thing that, that I see is that people that are very faithful to, you know, like in the ministry that we have, people that, you know, it's not easy to get there on a Friday morning, but there are people that they are there every Friday morning for year after year after year. Their commitment to learning, you know, there's all kinds of instruction in the Bible about marketing. There's all kinds of instruction in the Bible about finance. There's all kinds of instruction in the Bible about vision. And there's instruction in the Bible about faith. And they'll come and they'll learn one thing one day, and they'll actually go do it. And then they'll come. It's a building block. It's a process. And we don't have it in a way where it's like, okay, starting tomorrow we're going to be on the first step, but any point that you, and to your question earlier about what would you tell somebody that was in a stuck place?
Yeah,
I would tell them to begin this moment to make the decision that they're not going to be in that stuck place anymore, and begin this moment to seek God, to educate themselves, to begin to pursue a different place.
Dan, we've got a couple minutes left. I'm wondering, somebody in that stuck place, or somebody that wants to go to that next level, can you say a prayer for them?
Sure. Thank you. Father God, we come before you in Jesus' name. Father, I just thank you for this radio program, Father. Father, I thank you for each and every person that would be within the sound of my voice, Father. Father, I thank you that, Father, that anybody that's in that place where they're stuck, anybody that's in that place where they don't know what to do, Father, I thank you that you would show yourself to them. Father, your word says that you show yourself strong to those who believe. Father, I just thank you that you show up on their behalf. Father, I thank you that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Father, I thank you that each and every person that is out there, Father, that they would look up, that they would look unto you, Jesus, and that you would show yourself strong on their behalf, Father. Father, we just thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. A man of God, he's a businessman, but he's a man of God in the marketplace, the Lord using him in significant ways, as I know the Lord has touched your heart through the testimony, the words, the example of Dan Keppel. Dan, you have been an inspiration to me, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy schedule to give. You're a giving man, and to give to my dear listeners, our dear listeners, because the Lord is, he has a way of working through people like yourself that are so unique and in ways that can really touch the hearts of people right where they are. So Dan, a big mahalo to you.
Thank you
for being with us. And you have been blessed by listening to Dan Keppel today and really listening to the Lord as he speaks to you. He wants to encourage you and lift you up. Here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, you know, we make our programs accessible to you free of charge. You can download our shows. But more than that, you might be looking and thinking, gosh, my husband, my friend, my uncle, my auntie, they have heard of Dan, or they know of Accu of Honolulu, or I want them to hear this story. Can I get this story to share with them? Absolutely. Go ahead, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can download it, send a Facebook link, send an email link, and by doing that, you know what you're doing? You're sharing the love of Jesus Christ with them as well. You know, Jesus talked about planting seeds. We can plant seeds of the gospel, seeds of good news of hope that is found in Christ. And this would be a great one for you to send to someone else. In the next few days, you're going to be hearing more inspirational stories of hope and faith, just like you did today. And you know what? There is no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with somebody near you. God put somebody in your life. They might be right next to you at this very moment. I want you to invite them to listen into the show and check out some of our resources. We're heard every day at 2 and again at 12 midnight. Our stories are downloadable. You can get them all there at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Find our partners, corporate and church partners, there as well. Scripture says in Isaiah 55, verse 11, "So shall my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire." It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to our guest today, Dan Keppel. Until next time, along with our technical producer, Chaz on Tai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.